The United Kingdom has plunged into its worst recession on record. The British economy shrank 20.4% in the second quarter of 2020. By way of comparison, in its worst month during the 2008 financial crisis, the UK's biggest quarterly contraction was just 2.1%. Vincent McAvinney is our correspondent in London. Hi, Vincent.
Good morning.
Well, these are extraordinary numbers, but it's a one-off quarter, isn't it? There will have been a bounce back by now, I hope.
Yeah, the extraordinary numbers, 20.4% between April and June, so that's two quarters negative growth, putting us into a recession. And you put that stark contrast with the figure back in 2008 at the height of the crash. But, you know, this is the worst performing figure in not just the G7, but also, except for Spain, the entirety of Europe. Spain was on just a couple of percentage points lower. But, you know, this is devastating for the government because the point of doing such a hard lockdown was to try to save the economy, putting it into this coma state. But what we're seeing is every day hundreds of jobs are being shed. Some days it's thousands from big companies around the country. We're seeing as well that the footfall just isn't really returning to city centres. People are on holiday now. They've been encouraged to staycation. And lots of businesses are saying some of their outlets in smaller towns and villages outside of cities are doing all right. But the most expensive property that they rent, the city centre stuff in places like London, Birmingham, Liverpool, Manchester, those stores, some of them apparently not making any money on some days because there just isn't the footfall, with people still too scared to come into towns and city centres.
So the service sector and the reliance on the service sector is really hurting the UK.
Yeah, part of our economy is disproportionately towards going out. So, you know, the UK is a huge tourist capital. It's in recent years, since the 2012 Olympics, effectively got the highest number of visitors of any European country now. And so that funds things like the art and culture centre, museums, restaurants, all of that. Those businesses are shedding employees. There's been a big campaign here. All the kind of cultural venues have been lit up in red this week to show just kind of how much they're suffering, sort of hemorrhaging money, hemorrhaging staff now. And there are things going on. So, for instance, Monday to Wednesday, you can eat out to help out is the government scheme. You get half price off your meal, up to £10. And there has been a boost to some restaurants because of that. But they're still struggling to get to grips with this new world. And many of them have adapted to delivery services, but it's still kind of, there's still a very strange atmosphere when you do
and
go
Vincent,
to these restaurants.
The problem is you're still getting a number of cases, right? 1,000 a day, I see, still.
Yeah, we're still getting lots of new cases, various parts of the country. We're expecting Oldham in the northwest to go into lockdown at some point in the next 24 hours. So there is this kind of different rules across the four nations of the UK now, different parts of the country, cities, whole cities being put into lockdown. It's a confusing time for people. And many big companies are still saying that their employees just work from home, mixed with people trying to get a bit of a break in the school holidays. I'm not expecting that there'll be a massive uptake when the figures for this period do come out in future. And then in the winter, of course, we're being prepared for, you know, a very devastating winter with the figures climbing back up.
Vincent McAvinney, thank you very much. Our correspondent in London this morning.